What does Chuck want with us, Tommy?
He wants it to be a surprise. Gwen, you know we picked up the audio from your conversation on that walk with Bryce. You have a lot of important questions about what we're doing here, don't you?
Hey, I have important questions too.
Of course you do. And Chuck has the answers, which is why we're going to have a little talk with him.
What do you think they're going to do with us?
If they picked up on our audio on the beach, then it means they're picking up on it now too, Bryce. Shut up.
Okay, we're here. Let's roll and action.
It sounds like you don't trust me, Bryce and Gwen B. You think I aim to harm you.
No, we have some questions about your...
I don't trust you, Chuck. Who would? You're the most manipulative host reality TV has ever seen. You ruin people's lives. You nearly ruined mine on Hot Swirl Summer.
Love, like ice cream, is not always easy, Gwen B. I help people find true love. You don't think that I can help you?
I don't need your help.
But you're on this island, and you're far from civilization. You still don't need my help?
No.
Well, if you don't need it, then maybe you'll want it after I tell you what I have in store for you.
Oh, God.
A date card!
Huh?
Got you, didn't I? You thought I was being ominous and threatening, but really, I was just setting up yet another dramatic turn on Sexy Island. Gwen B., you did such a good job on the last challenge that I'm giving you the chance to take anyone on this island for an oceanside six-course fine dining meal. Of course, this is Sexy Island, where there are no private chefs, so you'll be responsible for making the six-course meal yourselves. The only question that remains is, who will Gwen B. pick to accompany her?
Wow, Gwen, what a moment! Can we step over here for a quick interview?
Ugh, if we have to.
Roll it. So, Gwen, you've had an interesting week, betting not one, not two, but every single man with access to the sexy suite.
I didn't bet any man.
Now the choice is yours. Which man will you pick to accompany you on this very romantic night? What's going through Gwen B's mind?
Look, I know who everyone thinks I should pick. But I'm an entertainer.
Isn't there any part of you that believes Sexy Island could lead to real love? I'm struck by what you said in an earlier interview about your dad's pattern of disapproval and abandonment.
Spare me, Tommy. I'm going to pick Bryce.
I hope you two like shellfish, because the crew has netted some of the edible-looking shrimp.
I thought we had to do the cooking, or the catching.
We've got way too much filming to get through to watch you two aimlessly spear the ocean in the dark.
I'm vegetarian.
You're not going to actually eat it, Gwen. Come on, that's reality TV 101.
I am not risking my endorsement deal with peas on Earth for this.
Fine. Let me see what we can scrounge up.
I'm not vegetarian. I just needed him to go away so we can talk.
What's there to talk about? I would have thought after the extreme trust falls, what could you possibly still like about Scooter?
Bryce, I didn't pick you to hook up, okay? I think you're onto something about this place, and we need to do some more digging. So how about you put aside whatever feelings you think you have for me, and let's brainstorm how we can ditch this dinner and the cameras?
But, like, how can you be attracted to someone like Scooter?
Bryce, I've dated guys like you. Girlfriend guys. You love having a girlfriend, but when it comes down to it, it's about your insecurities and inability to be single. I could be anyone. What do you really know about me? Nothing.
Don't say you don't like cheese, because we spotted some wild island goats you could hypothetically milk and...
No lactose!
Damn it! BRB.
What I know about you, Gwen, is that you think you don't care what people think about you, and you think you don't care about anyone on this island. But really, you do care about all of it. You volunteered to catch me today because you care about me. And you especially care what I think about you.
As a friend, I'm just saying, don't let the show warp your brain.
Okay, hear me out. We found a huge nest of those very poisonous sand spiders that are apparently edible if you roast them.
Tommy, I don't eat these things.
Oh, Gwen, they're invertebrates. It's close enough. We'll do it.
Oh, excellent. We'll get the set ready and start filming.
You really want us to break open a nest of sand spiders? Really?
Didn't you say we needed a distraction?
Okay, we're rolling, and action.
Wow, Gwen B. I've enjoyed these first two courses with you. Now, all that's left to do is open this nest of sand spiders and prepare our main course.
Right. I'm afraid of spiders because I'm a girl.
I'll be careful. I'm just going to break open the top and...
Bryce, you're out of the shot. Wait, what are you doing with that nest? Get away from the crew!
Ready, Gwen?
What are you two doing?
On three. One, two...
What the hell?
Three!
Oh, spiders!
Get your mic! Run!
There's spiders everywhere!
That worked better than I expected. You sold it well.
Thanks.
What's up with you?
As I was releasing the spiders, I think one bit me. And I think they really are poisonous.
Oh, that looks bad. A producer's got to have a first aid kit, right? Or an antiseptic? We can't really be alone on this island. Come on.
So, what now?
We investigate. I want to know why Chuck is so invested in us being together. Oh, God, your arm is swelling up bad. You may need to be airlifted out of here.
I'm fine. Like I was saying, I don't think any planes are coming.
They have to be. I mean, there's only 12 of us left. Half the cast has been eliminated. Where did they go if not off the island?
I'm not sure.
Oh, Cindy.
Did you hear that?
Ooh, I think we're near the sexy suite. Let's crawl over.
I'm not sure we're gonna learn anything valuable from the sexy suite.
Oh, don't be such a prude. Here, you're tall. Look through the window.
Okay. It's Tommy. Oh, he's naked. And, yeah. Oh my
Come
God,
Cindy. Yeah.
Cindy is in there with him too.
No way.
Tommy, what was that?
Calm down, Cindy. I'm sure it's nothing.
Quick, let's ambush him.
Oh, Bryce, Gwen, everybody's been looking for you for hours.
Tommy, who's out there?
Care to explain, Tommy?
Cindy, honey, give me a minute, okay? Producer stuff.
Okay, baby, but don't keep me waiting too long.
Walk with me. I don't want her overhearing us.
I know producers hook up with contestants, but Tommy...
Oh, it's consensual.
You know, I could see you two together.
Listen, Tommy, I'll save my congratulations for later. For now, it's time for you to tell us what's really going on here.
What do you mean? You're on Sexy Island.
Something is off. What about your conversation in the jungle with Chuck when Bryce and I were in the sexy suite? Bryce says there's nothing on the island that indicates we have contact with the outside world.
Whoa, you followed me?
Tell us what's going on, Tommy, or I'm letting everyone know you're hooking up with Cindy. I'm sure Chuck will be very interested.
No, if anything, I'm doing Chuck a favor. Cindy was your competition. And now look, you and Bryce are on the path to true love. And I'm a great producer. I'm manufacturing the most unlikely couple SRTV has ever seen. The dope and the villain.
Cut it out, Tommy. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, I'll tell you. Just don't hurt me. Whoa, did you get bit by one of the sand spiders, Bryce? Your arm is looking bad.
Yeah, I know it is. So tell me how I get off this damn island.
I told you before, I can't let you leave.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, this is Sexy Island. What do we know about Sexy Island?
25 sexy singles are brought together on an undisclosed island to find true love.
Right. That's what I was told, too, when I signed up to be a producer. But when we all got here, Chuck told us he had a grander vision.
Grander?
Yeah, well, reality TV shows are so shallow, right? Hot people hook up. Some say they want to be together long term. They leave. They break up. In the end, it's all very vapid, right?
Sure, that's part of my research for my PhD.
Yes, Gwen, we know you're getting a PhD. Look, I'm interested in why reality TV is the way it is, too. So, Chuck told us there'd be a change of plans and that Sexy Island was actually going to make sure couples would have lasting, romantic, emotional bonds. That Sexy Island would be the first reality TV show in history where every couple truly stayed together forever.
Tommy, reality TV can't guarantee people will fall in love.
But it can. People fall in love on reality TV all the time. It's the outside world that destroys love, not reality TV, not people like me or Chuck.
What are you saying, Tommy?
I'm saying Chuck thought if there was no outside world...
What do you mean if there was no outside world? Of course there is. Ah, God. Oh, this bite.
But does there have to be an outside world?
Are you saying we're trapped here?
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds bad, but Chuck assured us that this would actually help people and make for great TV. Something revolutionary. So, you know, we went along with it.
Went along with what?
Well, we decided to trust in the project, that we were doing the contestants a favor. Chuck thinks you'll get used to it, living here forever. And you will all find love. So, in a sense, we're delivering on our promise.
What? Tommy, this is deranged. Chuck thinks making us captives will help us fall in love? That is some Stockholm Syndrome BS.
I'm not familiar with Stockholm Syndrome, Gwen. I don't have my PhD yet. But I think you're not giving enough credit to the good we're doing here.
My hand is looking really bad. Oh, damn spider bite. I'm out, Tommy. I don't want to be a part of this experiment.
I told you, Bryce. I can't let you leave.
Well, then where are all the contestants who did get eliminated?
Tommy?
Tommy?
Where are the other contestants?
All he said was that they failed in his experiment and should be treated accordingly.
We've got to find Chuck.
He's already livid you've escaped the cameras and taken off your mics.
Oh, shut up, Tommy. Go back to Cindy. I don't consent to being Chuck's hostage, even if I do get to find love.
Well, Chuck's crazy, yeah. So if this is goodbye forever, it was nice getting to know you two. For what it's worth, you two really are the team Chuck envisioned.
Oh, can you believe this crap? There is no way this was in the contract.
I mean, it's not that different from real life. You're stuck until you find someone. At least here, someone's helping you make connections.
By kidnapping you? Wow, you really do hate being single. Oh, do you hear that?
Yeah.
This way.
Oh God, the branches are so thick here. I can't see anything.
Oh my God! Esmeralda!
Merlin, Tyler, Derek, Candy!
Chuck's bound them all inside of a cage? I'm gonna be sick!
Look, these bars are metal, but if I find a big enough stick...
Yeah, a big stick will do it, Bryce. In the meantime, why don't we try to get these gags off their mouths?
Yeah.
Water, dear water!
Bryce, help me!
Chuck is only feeding us every couple of days. It's mostly rotten coconuts.
Where is he?
He usually comes late at night. He asks us if any of us have fallen in love, which... I'm sorry, is at the absolute bottom of my priorities right now. He says it's the only way we'll be accepted back onto the island. Merlin says that we should act like we're dating, but I refuse to cave to the demands of that psycho.
With the weight of this stick at an angle to the cage, we should be able to generate enough force to bend the bars.
How do you know that? You're an accountant.
Gwen, just help me. I can't push alone, not with my hand like this. Everyone else, if you push on the other end, it'll give us the best shot.
Bryce, are you okay?
Oh my God, he's dying!
It must be the spider venom. Bryce, stay with me. Please.
No, it's okay. Gwen, just help the others.
What if I try to suck the poison out?
Can't let you.
Just give me your hand. If I can get good suction and make sure I don't swallow...
Ooh.
Oh, grow up.
Gwen, no.
I need you to stay alive.
Okay.
Well, well, well. Tonight on Sexy Island, Bryce and Gwen find themselves biting off more than they can chew.